CJD time is 1:35. For 7-8 years, Emmy Award-winning actress Melissa Sue Anderson captured our hearts playing the impossibly lovely Mary Ingalls on the TV series Little House on the Prairie. She went on to star in other TV shows and movies. I loved you in The Equalizer.
Oh,
I loved
you.
That Oops. Show.
Thank you.
So she fell in love, got married, and came to Montreal. How exciting is that? And she's here in studio to talk about that and also talk about her new book, The Way I See It. Now, if you would like to meet Melissa, you can, because she's going to be signing copies of her book at Chapters in Pointe Claire this Saturday. Mark it on your calendar. Stick it on your iPhone. November the 6th at 2 p.m. No idea you lived in Montreal.
Yes. I've been here about 8 years now.
So how did you end up? I mean, you're a California girl. How did you end up in the land of snow and ice?
Well, my husband, a lot of his projects, he's a writer, producer, television and films, and a lot of his projects at the time, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, were Canadian. Everything was Canadian, and the work was in Canada. So we decided, we had both done a lot of work in Canada, and we thought it would be nice, to make a change. And we became landed immigrants, and then, of course, we had to move. So then it was deciding where did we want to move in Canada. Vancouver would be, of course, easier to get to back and forth for my husband in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But he didn't particularly want to be in rain because he had lived in England for 16 years. So then it became Toronto. And Toronto we had both worked in a lot. And Toronto's great, but we felt that, it doubles for so many other cities all the time. Toronto is Washington. Toronto is New York. Toronto, So... And we'd kind of done it. So we thought, I had worked in Montreal doing Happy Birthday to Me in 1980. And my husband was very brave. He came sight unseen.
You're kidding. So you're the one who kind of dragged him here.
And also because our kids already spoke French. So I thought this is a great place where they would really use their French. And it's worked out perfectly. Really
well,
nice.
It was just such a neat surprise. I think it was I had Allison Arngrim on a little while ago, and somebody said, did you know Melissa Anderson lives here in Montreal? You should try and track her down. And then, of course, you got the book come out, so we went snag. How did you get the job on Little House on the Prairie? How old were you when you first started?
On Little House, I was 11. I was 9 when I started working as a child actress. There was a big audition. I write about it at the very beginning of my book, actually, where my agent calls, telephones me, and asks me would I be interested in going on this audition. But this is slightly different than the parts I've already done. I had done commercials, and I had done a part on the Brady Bunch, which is kind of famous, Bobby's first girlfriend. People seem to remember that. And also I was Robert Culp's daughter in Shaft, in an episode of Shaft. So this was a bigger deal, though, because it was a pilot for a series, so it could possibly go on and on and on. And I, of course, was thrilled. I couldn't wait. And I do these sections in the book, which are done in screenplay format,
yeah.
which is very fun. So this is the very beginning, and this is the tease of the book. And it's this whole scene where my agent calls me on the phone. And so we have this big audition at NBC with the NBC brass there. And then they sort of narrow that down. And then I went and read for Mike Landon at Paramount. And then they narrowed it down again. And then there was a group of Marys and a group of Lauras, potentially. And we did a screen test. That's how it ultimately happened. And it was all very exciting. And each step, each part of the process, I was amazed to get to the next level. it was just so new to me. But it was great. And finding out, the best part, I think, was when my agent called, she said, the last thing she said to me was, I think it's a Western. But then when I got to the audition and they told me it was Little House, I was thrilled because I had, it's when you've read the books and...
So you had read the books.
I had, yeah. And, like every other, fourth grade kid, it was so exciting knowing that that's what it was when you've, you know, had that kind of experience reading it and then having it, you know, come to life and being part of that. So that it was very exciting.
Now, it wasn't all exciting. When you write about filming the two-hour movie, mm-hmm. which is, I guess, the pilot sort of for this, and they were going to see how well it did. I mean, it wasn't a day at the spa. I mean, physically, it was challenging.
It was. In those days, we almost every series or even TV movie was shot. You were always shooting in the summer for winter time for it to air in the winter, or episodes that were supposed to be in winter. So you're wearing all these coats and it's like 90 to 100 degrees outside, or the other way. And the pilot was like that. We were shooting in Stockton, California, and it was cold and rain, just tons of rain, and we were shooting with our coats off, you know, so it was very cold. We had a scene where we had to make it rain because, of course, it wasn't raining, and then at that time also, if it's not torrential, it doesn't pick up on film, so they have to put in the rain machines and all that, the sprinklers. But this one day, it's just very, very cold, and we're doing this huge, huge long rain sequence, and it went on and on and on forever, and they when it was finally over, they loaded us into this van and took us back to the honey wagons where we had our dressing rooms. And Karen Grassley was nice enough to climb up the steps and open my door for me.
She played your mom.
She did.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even get my arms to move, let alone my hands. You know, it was sort of like, you know, kind of, you guys are very experienced with it in the cold here, but Californians aren't that good at it. But, you know, yeah, it's not always easy. It really isn't.
So how long did it take? Because it's a disparate group of people who all kind of come together on a common project. And we just see the actors in the front. But, you know, here in the radio, you have all of the people who really make everything happen. How long does it take for you to gel as a real cohesive group to form kind of like a second family?
I don't think it takes long. It's a different thing when there's kids involved, because rules have to sort of be set, and they're kind of, you know, they're not right out there. They're sort of just in, you know, they're there. That, you know, of course we're going to be professional. We're going to get along. We're going to, you know, it's just the polite way of doing things, because kids are kids.
Well, kids, yeah.
And I think, you know, they wanted it known without having to enforce it, but they wanted it known that things had to run smoothly, because we couldn't be so tight, really, really close, that we might then break up next week, you know, or have a fight, have a falling out, whatever. So it had to be professional, always professional. And that was important to me, because I took it very seriously. You know, this was a job to me. It wasn't me just going and playing, where I think a lot of the kids, you know, it was more their parents' dream, and they were sort of there just having a great time.
Okay, coming up, I also want to ask you about, you're growing up in front of the cameras, and also that it was a very different time for child actors when you were doing it compared to now. Do you think you could ever have even just hacked it with the level of paparazzi and interest in child actors? I remember, you know, because we're about the same age, and there was Tiger Beat, and mm-hmm. but nobody mm-hmm. went after the kids, you know, except for Drew Barrymore. But, I mean, aside from that, you know, you pretty much were, you didn't have people stalking you and going through your garbage and paying off your friends to tell stories about you.
The only magazines that did that, and really it was the Inquirer did that then, but it was nothing like it is now. No, I mean, the paparazzi and the invasion of privacy, you know, it's terrible now. Now I think you really are a fool if you think you have any anonymity at all. You know, you just have to be out there. I think that's just the way it is, you know.
Is that one of the reasons you fled to Montreal?
Well, you know, I have to say I took a huge step back. I retired. Basically, I've worked only for friends over the years once I had my daughter, because I didn't want my kids. I talk about it in a chapter in the book, Magic Mountain in Disguise. I didn't want my kids to be always second to me. I didn't want, you know, to be out walking along and have people stop me and ask for autographs and stuff, and the kids are just there. To me, if you have kids, they're the center of your life, and they should be, they're what I'm so proud of. They're what I want to show off. I don't want to show myself off, you know. So I really didn't want that, and Mike Landon's kids had that, and I really saw that, and it was very difficult, and I knew a lot of other people who had grown up being the son of or the daughter of, and I just think it's so hard. So it's worked out really well so far. So.
Knock for Micah.
Right.
We're speaking with Melissa Sue Anderson. The book is called The Way I See It. Coming up, of course, I have to ask you what it's like to work with Michael Landon. JD Times coming up on 150. Our guest, Melissa Anderson, you remember her from Little House on the Prairie. She's got a book out called The Way I See It, A Look Back at My Life on Little House. Why'd you write the book?
Because I was asked to, actually.
Yeah.
I had never thought about it before. But then I thought that they were talking about my husband because he's the writer. And then I realized, no, they want me to write this book. But once I took it seriously and thought about it, I thought if I could write it the way I'd like to write it, then yes, I'm in, you know.
Was it hard to remember? I mean, because you're very, very detailed. Did you have to go back and sort of look at some of the episodes?
Oh, I definitely did. Definitely did. It's amazing what you forget. Some of it is so there, I can remember what I was thinking in between scenes.
Really?
It's that good. But other things, I can watch and go, I don't remember that at all. It's really weird, yeah.
So what was it like to work with Michael Landon? I'm sure everybody you meet asks you that.
Yes. Well, he's, the charisma just oozed, amazing. I write about that in the book. There's a funny kind of scene about that in the book. When I first met him, just so much fun, and you just felt it. I mean, he was just so handsome and so nice and so personable and so just. But overall, a fantastic guy. He was very, I came to realize very insecure. He had had a very difficult childhood, and so he had some major control issues. But he, again, his heart was in the right place. I can truly say I loved him like a, big brother. He looked out for me, and, creatively, we had some differences, like probably everybody did working with him, because he was, as I said, controlling. But, that's nothing, I mean, everybody has their thing and nobody's perfect. And he, and I learned a lot, I had to learn at a really early age that nobody is perfect. And you have to respect the people you're going to be working with day in and day out. And you respect their, your differences.
Did you continue a relationship with him after you left the show? Because you left the show before the show ended.
I did. I always went and visited when I was, over at MGM. And we lived, both of us at that time, in Malibu also. So I used to run into him at the market. I'd be buying a Tab, some cigarettes, and dog food.
That was Tab.
Yeah. And in those days, I smoked, and my dogs ate well. But I was 20, 19, 20, 21. My refrigerator was completely empty except for the Tab.
Okay. What about Melissa Gilbert? Are you still in contact with her, or?
We were never close friends. Mm-hmm. We worked well together. We are very, very different. It was amazing how if you saw us together, you could immediately spot it. We're just nothing alike. She was from a showbiz background, and I wasn't. So she really knew the ropes. She knew what the deal was. She had been schooled early. She'd been working since she was two or three or something. So she really kind of knew the game, and I was oblivious. I didn't know it at all, and all I knew was the serious side of it. That was me anyway. I was a very serious, shy kid. So I just really wanted to work. I really wanted to learn, and so we were just completely different. She was there to kind of have a great time, and she was quick and sharp, so she could quickly catch up if she didn't know her lines or whatever. But she was certainly there to have a lot more fun, and I had fun because I was in my element. that was where my fun was.
Okay, we had Allison Arngrim on the show talking about her book, Confessions of a Prairie Bitch. And she had a few bitchy things to say about you.
She's full of them, I think, yeah.
Obviously you've heard about it. Did it hurt your feelings?
Very much so. Very much so. To the point that I wrote one draft of a letter that I never posted. And then later,
Let's tell people what she basically said, that you were stuck up, I think is sort of the impression that was left, that you were stuck up and you know, sort of sourpussed and
right, and had nothing to do with her. And yeah. Well, first of all, she was a semi-regular on our show, which meant that she wasn't in every episode. We certainly, she and I, didn't work together that much, especially as time went on. Again, we didn't have anything in common either, even less than Melissa and I, really. I think Allison was, when I first met her, was incredibly shy. And then she just blossomed and became this, like, she had kind of a sense of humor even more out there than Mike Landon's. She was really out there, way over the top. And that kind of, like, I didn't quite know what to do with that, because I was here, this, like, shy person, and she was, wow, way out there. But, you know, I'm stunned with this. I did post a letter on Facebook, finally, because you know, it was one thing, all the, you know, the negative things she says about me in her book, which are completely, absolutely untrue. A lot, you know, the way she talks about if I treated her badly, that never, ever happened, and it wouldn't have happened. It's totally unprofessional. I never would have done that, and I would have been punished. So it wouldn't have happened. But she just went too far. She talked about that I renounced my American citizenship, which, of course, I didn't. I am Canadian as well. I'm dual citizenship now. But you know, it's really just gone too far, and I've had it now. You know, any crew member on our show could vouch for, you know, I was a nice kid. I didn't do anything to offend anybody. And I don't know. I used to think that, you know, she was such a good actress playing Nasty Nelly, and now I don't think she was quite so good.